It's Tuesday, December 13th, about 5:30 in the afternoon, Delhi time or India time. We're heading back to Delhi, wrapping up our trip, going by car as our flight from Dehradun back to Delhi was canceled at the last minute. Bit of a surprise when you get dropped off at an airport and someone says, hold that car because your flight's been canceled. You get a little bit of a wonder about, what am I going to do? Like most of the trip, people were extremely helpful and helped us get ourselves back to Delhi with the taxi. We've been in India for almost 14 days. When all is said and done, it'll be just over 14 days. It's been a very interesting trip. Kind of you can get a sense of what the road sounds like as we ride along in the car. We started our trip out. We landed in Delhi early in the morning on the 1st of December.
30th of November.
It was rather interesting to see the airport be almost as busy as daytime in the middle of the night. Many of the international flights come in and leave, just as ours will later, in the middle of the night. We spent 4 days in Delhi or at the wonderful hotel, the Imperial Hotel. Moved on to Agra, saw the Taj Mahal. Came back to Delhi, then flew to Udaipur, spent 2 days there, flew from Udaipur to Jaipur, spent 2 days there, again returned to Delhi for the evening, and on Saturday, that would be the Saturday the 10th, we flew from Delhi to Dehradun, and then went by car to a small town called Mussoorie. Had one of the longest, windiest mountain roads I've ever been on. It's kind of a small little mountain town. It's called the Hill Station. And it's popular, especially in the summer, to relieve some of the heat from Delhi. After a night in Mussoorie, we went back to Dehradun for the Indian wedding, which is one of the reasons why we came here, and spent 2 days there. So, and now it's back to Delhi. As I said, it's been a very interesting trip. We came up with some various book titles, kind of jokingly, at time to time, and had many wonderful experiences. One of our book titles, for example, was Meeting the Indian Mob. A couple of our hotel reservations here were actually made by a third party, a travel agent. And apparently, when your hotel reservations are made by travel agents, you do not pay the hotel, but rather the travel agent. So, in Udaipur, we got a call and were told to come to the lobby, and there were a couple men saying, we will take you in a car to go get money from an ATM machine. Well, that's rather a surprise when you don't know these men and you don't really know that's how it works. And then again in Jaipur, we no more than set foot in the airport to go home when again we were greeted by, I believe it was this time it was three men wanting their payment. So that was one interesting book title. Another book title that we came up with on our trip was called Touted Out in Agra. Agra is the home of the Taj Mahal, and we went there. Amy will kind of describe that experience.
So, we, as Kelly said, we did go to Agra to see the Taj Mahal, and the Taj is incredible. they say that poets have had a hard time describing it, and I believe this is true. Despite the hordes of people who are present at it, it still stands out as this ethereal, peaceful structure. It really is one of the wonders of the world. But in any case, you definitely have to pay your dues, if you will, to get to see it. Agra is, it was very crowded, very dirty, dusty. You know, coming through town, Indian traffic is different than anything in the U.S. You can have two lanes, but there's like five or six traffic vehicles. You've got anything from auto rickshaws to taxis, trucks, bicyclists, ox carts, horse carts, all competing for space on the road. And of course, there's the occasional cow that meanders through. But in any case, the touts in Agra are a different variety. Anytime you are on a tourist track, no matter where you are, you're going to have hustlers trying to sell you this or that. They take it to, they're very aggressive in Agra. For example, the hotel where Kelly and I stayed at, which was the Amarvilis, was a beautiful place, but they shuttled you from the hotel to the Taj and in a golf court. As you're going, touts are literally running behind you and coming up to the cart, throwing, shoving postcard booklets in your face, necklaces, say, come into my shop, come here, madam, you know, trying to hire, ask you to have them be your guide and you pay some astronomical sum. You don't even step off the cart before five of them are surrounding you. So it's a pretty intense experience. Unfortunately, or maybe, I don't know if that's the right word, but in any case, the Taj Mahal was not the only place in Agra or the surrounding area where we had aggressive touts. I think the worst was Fatehpur Sikri, which is outside of the city of Agra. It's a deserted city, but very well known for its Mughal architecture. But in any case, even when we were inside the building, we were followed by people who were offering their services as guides and, you know, very persistent. You know, this is a very big place, ma'am. You'd really need someone who knows this building. And I have to hand it to Indian ingenuity in that, you know, the rates to get into monuments are different for foreigners and nationals. Foreigners pay boatloads more cash. For example, 150 rupees. The Taj was more like 750 rupees. But in any case, you know, but nationals may pay like 10 rupees. So, you know, people can go in and they can do whatever they do, and they get laminated cards that say that they're an official guide. Whether they are or not is another story. But in any case, they tout themselves as being official and will heckle you and try to get you to part with your rupees. So, you know, it's true. Going to multiple monuments in and of itself gets tiresome, but the touts really drag you down after a while.